This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has arrived in the state of Wisconsin for his first campaign stop in nearly 2 years. He will hold a discussion with business and civic leaders and also speak with Jacob Blake's family. Blake is the black man who was shot 7 times by a white police officer during an arrest attempt last week. Blake remains hospitalized, but the shooting has turned the city of Kenosha upside down after protests and yet another shooting involving a vigilante and protesters. Biden's trip comes 2 days after President Donald Trump visited Kenosha. The president didn't meet with Blake's family. He focused on thanking members of law enforcement for their handling of the violence that broke out after Blake's shooting. Wisconsin is considered a battleground state in the November presidential election. President Trump will make a campaign stop in another battleground state Thursday evening. He'll be in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where he's expected to deliver remarks. Social media platform Facebook says it is working to better police false political information ahead of the November election. The company said Thursday it will restrict new political ads in the week before the election and remove posts that convey misinformation about COVID-19 and voting. It will also attach links with official results to posts by candidates and campaigns that prematurely declare victory. Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Thursday that his company has a responsibility to protect our democracy. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny, a spokesman adding it's on no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. The Kremlin makes a statement a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned. Chancellor Merkel said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning. The number of Americans who have lost jobs and are applying for unemployment benefits fell to roughly 880,000 last week. It's a sign people are going back to work, but evidence that the pandemic continues to force businesses to slash jobs. The latest figures released Thursday by the Labor Department suggest that nearly 6 months after the new coronavirus emerged, the economy is still struggling to sustain a recovery and rebuild. Reuters reports at least 2 people are dead after Typhoon Maysak smashed into the Korean Peninsula on Thursday. Thousands were temporarily without power after the storm brought heavy rain and lashing winds to areas still recovering from Typhoon Bavi. The Yonhap News Agency reports flights were canceled or delayed and downed trees and other debris caused light damage. The peninsula typically sees only one typhoon a year, but another typhoon is already brewing south of Japan and is expected to hit the Korean Peninsula on Sunday or Monday, according to NASA's Earth Observatory. The U.S. Hurricane Center said Hurricane Nana made landfall early Thursday on the coast of Belize before weakening to a tropical storm as it moved inland. The NHC said Nana landed in a relatively thinly populated area about 80 kilometers south of Belize City as it packed maximum winds of 120 kilometers per hour. The World Health Organization wants to secure an initial 230 million doses of any COVID-19 vaccine for Africa. That, according to officials on Thursday, they also emphasize that any vaccine in development should also be tested on the continent. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.